This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Newly elected President Ramchandra Paudel to take oath of office and secrecy today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari makes farewell visit with the top leaders of major political parties. Remittance inflow increases by 27.1% in 7 months of current fiscal year. Nepal retains ODI status, getting victory over UAE in final tri series of ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And at least 8 people die after 2 boat capsized off the California coast in the US. Now the news in detail. President-elect Ramchandra Paudel is scheduled to take oath of office and secrecy today. The tenure of current President Bidya Devi Bhandari came to an end from midnight yesterday. Meantime, President-elect Ramchandra Paudel renounced his affiliation to the Nepali Congress yesterday. The party's Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel said President-elect Paudel's resignation has been approved by party President Sherbahadur Deoba yesterday itself. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has made a farewell visit with the top leaders of major political parties yesterday on the last day of her presidential term. President Bhandari's press expert Atika Prasad Thakal said President Bhandari met with newly elected President Ramchandra Paudel, Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, as well as other leaders. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli, President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Ravi Lami Chani, Chairperson of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Rajendra Lingdon, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairperson Upendra Yadav, Chairperson of Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party Mahant Thakur, Chairperson of Nagarik Unmukti Party, Ranjita Shrestha, and other leaders were present on the occasion. On the occasion, President Bhandari thanked the prime ministers of different terms, political leaders, and all leaders for helping her to complete her tenure. Similarly, top leaders congratulated President Bhandari for completing her tenure successfully. Nine splinter political parties of the then CPN Maoists Party have demanded accomplishment of the remaining works related to the Comprehensive Peace Accord at the earliest. Issuing a statement amidst a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday, the Maoist parties said all the armed conflict-related cases linked with the transitional justice fall under the jurisdiction of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and they should be addressed accordingly. The leaders said the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission on Investigation of the Disappeared Persons were formed in the past in line with the Comprehensive Peace Accord and they must finalize the cases of the armed conflict era. The country has witnessed the inflow of remittance worth over 689 billion rupees in 7 months of the current fiscal year. As per the report published by the Nepal Rashtra Bank, the remittance inflow witnessed a 27.1% increment in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year as compared to the previous fiscal year. The report also states that the country has witnessed 7.88% inflation until mid-February of the current fiscal year. The death toll in the bus accident that occurred at Vikal of Sindhuli this yesterday morning has reached 6, as informed by the police. Among the deceased are 32-year-old Peshal Bhuzal from Siddhi Charan Municipality, 32-year-old Josna Rai of Siddhi Charan Municipality 5, 40-year-old Radha Bhuzal of the same municipality, 24-year-old Dev Bahadur Sharki from Mane Panjang Rural Municipality of Okhaldunga, 34-year-old Kumari Magar from Katari Municipality of Udaipur and 26-year-old Sanchit Rai have died in the accident. Police said 16 people who were injured in the accident were sent to Kathmandu for treatment, and other 14 people who with minor injuries have been undergoing treatment at Kurkot Hospital. Police have cited brake failure as the cause of the accident. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said economic improvement is the government's top priority. Addressing the 24th General Assembly of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government was committed to transforming current economic challenges to opportunities. Assuring all not to panic about the country's economic situation, Prime Minister Dahal claimed that the policies implemented by the government helped increase the size of foreign exchange reserves. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Narayan Kajisrestha, urged the contractors to act professionally. Nepal has retained its ODI status for another 4 years by defeating the UAE by 177 runs in the match played at Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground yesterday. According to the provision, the International Cricket Council provides the ODI status to a team remaining within the top 5 places under the League 2. With this win, Nepal has climbed to the 4th position ahead of other 3 participating countries. Nepal, the UAE and Papua New Guinea are playing the last try series matches of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 in Nepal. If Nepal wins the remaining 2 matches it has to play in the series, it will get direct entry to the World Cup qualifier to be played in Zimbabwe later in June and July this year. In yesterday's match, Nepal elected into bat first after winning the toss and made 248 runs in 49.2 overs, losing all wickets. Captain Rohit Kumar Paudil's 77 runs, Arif Sheikh's 43 runs, Gulshan Shah's 37 runs, Dipendra Singh Arie's 34 runs and Bhim Sharkey's 37 runs built up Nepal's score on the board. Chasing the 249-run target, the UAE was dismissed for 71 runs in 22.5 overs at the loss of all wickets. For Nepal, Lalit Narayan Rajbangshi contributed significantly to make the team victorious as he bagged 5 wickets. Similarly, Sandeep Lamithani took 2 wickets and Sompal Kami, Dipendra Singh Ivy and Gulshan Shah claimed 1 wicket each. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 8 people have died after 2 boats capsized off the California coast, emergency services said. A search began after the boats got in trouble off Black Beach, San Diego. Officials said they did not know the nationalities of the victims, but they were all adults. Emergency responders from several agencies found 2 overturned boats with bodies sprayed over an area 400 yards and a search operation continued into Sunday morning. It was unclear what caused the incident, but Gotland described the area as hazardous due to sandbars and inshore-ripped currents. The U.S. government has said that people and businesses who have money deposited with failed U.S. bank Silicon Valley will be able to access their cash from Monday. According to BBC's statement from the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, said depositors would be fully protected. The taxpayer will not bear any losses from the move, the statement said. SVB was shut down by regulators who seized its assets on Friday. It was the largest failure of a U.S. bank since the financial crisis in 2008. Ukraine and Russia have reported inflicting heavy losses as the battle for Bakhmut rages on. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces had suffered more than 1,100 deaths in the past few days, with many more seriously injured. Russia said it had linked more than 220 Ukrainian service members over the past 24 hours. According to BBC, it is unable to verify the numbers given by either side. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Newly elected President Ramchandra reported to take oath of office and secrecy today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari makes farewell visit with the top leaders of major political parties. Remittance inflow increases by 27.1% in 7 months of current fiscal year. Nepal retains ODI status, getting victory over UAE in final try series of ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. And at least 8 people die after 2 boats capsized off the California coast in the US. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.